This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I'm disappointed.
He's such a jerk.
Why aren't we going with Jeepers Creepers?
Well, I'm just glad he has something to fall back on.
I know you got them peepers, Jeepers.
The people on the podcast would be like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking Tony Bennett.
This came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Well,
my buddy Terrence West, not the football player, my friend Terrence West of years, he's a big time Virginia Hokies fan. I mean, Virginia Cavaliers fan. He's from Charlottesville, Virginia. He lives here now. He said this has been rumored since the summer. I didn't hear it.
I didn't either, but maybe it's something that's going on there. But it also has the feel like, so either there's something we're not privy to, medical or other, you know, or he wanted to pick who was replacing him.
Jim Calhoun, too.
They both did it. That's right. Where it's like, if I back out at the last second, you don't get to pick who's coming in right away.
Right.
You're going to take the guy that's there, and he's going to be the interim. If he does a nice job, you might end up keeping him. So I don't know if this is the case that he's doing a solid for one of his assistants or what, but it just seems kind of weird. We all thought, like, he is a phenomenal basketball coach. His brand of basketball doesn't necessarily bring winning every year. I mean, winning a championship, but they did put it together for that one season. You even saw they were a 16 seed knocking them off, which was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you get back to this point. Defensively, they were one of the more brilliant defensive teams in the entire country year after year.
I said this years ago again to my buddy Terrence, and he got a little upset when I said it. Then he came back and gave me the Lonzo Mourning gift. I always felt like Tony Bennett was one of the few basketball coaches that needed an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Because his defenses were phenomenal, but his offenses were historically bad. I think he's a great basketball coach, though. How much I've stolen defensively from him?
But you know,
I've stolen so much from him. I've gone to his practices a couple of times. They just sit there, and you just – it's not so much philosophy as it is energy. The energy that he puts in his defense in practice, you know you're not getting on that floor if you don't play defense. You know it. And he just – I think he was just so ahead of his time on the defensive end, and a lot of teams now do things and implement things that he likes to do.
But I think their offense struggling also helps their defense. As silly as that sounds, because typically you're going to run that clock down. They were a team that took a lot of bad shots with the clock expiring. You know what I mean? Like it was almost like the clock was more important to them than giving you the ball right back. And you were absolutely going to have to play their style,
right,
unless you jumped out to a huge lead.
Right. What does this mean, you think? We will see him again? We will see him broadcasting somehow? What?
I don't know. Again, we don't know the reason behind this yet. And until something comes out, there are a lot of coaches that say they want to be with their families, and then they go
the
be with their
don't
families.
Want them to be with them.
And then they realize they don't want to be with them anymore. That happens a lot.
Sometimes it's the family.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, look, you get so used to not having someone around, you kind of develop your routine, and now all of a sudden, old boy's back, and you're like, oh, God, this is awful being around you all day. I just want to do what I've been doing. There is a chance of that. There's a chance there's something health-related, which I hope it's not. But until we find out what it is and why he left, I can't sit here and tell you that we'll definitely see him again. But if you were at Virginia, where else would you want to go? I mean, like, some people talk about going up. You won a national championship there.
Yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere else.
Yeah, you don't. Here's what I'm questioning, though, Jeremy. A lot of the greats are leaving college athletics.
Mm.
Now, we joke that Nick Saban left because everybody was able to cheat now.
I didn't even think about this.
We joked about that. And I don't really think, I think, and I know I joke around with the Pete Carroll thing. Pete Carroll had his hands dirty. We know that. I don't know if Nick Saban did. I don't. And I know that sounds weird. I just, Nick Saban, I don't know how much he had his hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But Tony Bennett, ain't no way you're telling me Tony Bennett had his hands dirty.
No.
He didn't have those kind of recruits.
No.
So when a guy like Tony Bennett walks away, you wonder, dude, what is going on? I don't think. Someone asked me, for those of you who don't know, I was a head college basketball coach for 13 years. Went to the Division III NCAA tournament. Had a nationally ranked junior
college
team.
Basketball.
Yeah, college basketball. Had a nationally ranked junior college team. My last year at JUCO, my daughter Brianna played for me. When she graduated, her last year was Stephanie's freshman year. She graduated, I stepped down to watch Stephanie because that was our bond.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Naughton called me 3 days later, hey, come here and coach in Mount Carmel. So I did. And many people, including me, thought when Stephanie graduated, I'd go back to the college ranks. You can't pay me. And I've had offers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pay me enough to coach college basketball right now. You can't. I don't want any parts of it. I don't want any parts of the culture. I don't want that. It is, from the viewer standpoint, Jeremy, I love it. I love it. But I know what goes on. I know how the hot dogs are made. And I don't want any parts of that.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this too. I didn't even think about what you're bringing up now. Like, I wouldn't want to play this game. I don't want to play the money game and sit here and, like, I want a kid to come play for me because he wants to be a part of the program.
Yes.
And, you know, is buying into what, at least what I'm selling. And I get that. I'm not saying these guys shouldn't be paid, but I totally understand a coach that's been doing it a certain way for a long time. And now you tell him, hey, you've got to adjust or the game's passed you by. And It's like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
You got to hire a GM. You got to hire a salary cap guy. I don't want to do that. I want kids to just want to play college basketball, go to class. I even take a kid to want to play ball before he goes to class.
Yeah.
You know, on a Division I level, well, you can't do that in high school, D3, D2. But I'm like, dude, I just don't. It's something to be said when some of the greats in the game, and you can't. Maybe I'm naive to think that Nick Saban is clean,
mm-hmm.
You know, for as clean as you can be. Maybe I'm naive to think that.
Yeah, I think
but I don't think I'm naive to thinking that Tony Bennett is clean. I don't think that's being naive.
I don't either. And there's certain guys, again, like when you're at the top of your game and you're winning constantly,
and you just bail.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, especially too, to look at the ACC, which outside of Duke, I know. Look, I'm not dismissing everyone in the ACC, so I don't want to get it.
But it's Virginia.
Yeah. I think Virginia has to be the next team that you take a look at, and their style of play is very difficult. If I'm an opposing player, it's like, God, we got Virginia on the schedule.
Yeah.
I don't want to play them. It's going to be a boring-ass game.
How do you score? Your jumper better be on that night.
They fight over picks, fight under picks.
They box you out. You watch them box out. They sit in your lap.
Dude, it's five guys boxing
they
out.
They sit in your lap. You're like, you're not getting around. They do everything fundamentally the right way. And then when you see a guy like that walk away out of nowhere, it's almost like, man, I hope there's nothing else to the story. But if there's something else to the story, at least that explains it. If there's nothing else, then we are in trouble because you're going to see a lot of guys walk away.
Now,
Bill Self is saying, I'm not walking away because there's another level to my cheating.
Yeah, we've been paying before. Now it's legal.
John Calipari, no, you can't. Y'all can't beat me, Given. So those guys will be fine.
Hey, coach, you ain't got to put it under a ball cap on my dorm room bed anymore. You can just hand it to me. It's a check.
I'm just comfortable that way. just comfortable that
way. What is this? Auburn gave me $20,000?
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app